The Progressive People's Party, PPP, says the ultimatum given to its flag bearer, Dr. Papakwesi Indum, by the Economic and Organized Crime Office, EOCO, on the sources of the party's funding for its parliamentary candidates are politically motivated. At a media briefing in Accra yesterday, to react to a media publication to that effect, the vice presidential candidate of the party, Bridget Jogbenuku, asked EOCO to wait till next June to demand for the sources of funding for this year's activity. This is because that is what the political party's law states. Joyce Jechi reports.
The vice presidential candidate of the PPP, Bridget Jogbenuku, expressed the party's disappointment at EOCO for questioning the sources of funding of only two political parties out of the 17.
We are surprised at the behavior of EOCO, an institution which is supposed to be a specialized agency to monitor and investigate economic and organized crime, and on the authority of the Attorney General to prosecute these offenses, to recover the proceeds of crime and provide for related matters. And this institution is being used for intimidating political opponents. Where is the fairness in this act by EOCO? What crime has Dr. Papakwesi Indum committed for him to be crucified in such a manner? If EOCO wants Ghanaians to take them seriously, why are they not investigating all the other presidential candidates who have managed to pay their filing fees well in excess of what the PPP has paid? When the EC made the mistake of issuing a receipt of 1,700 Ghana cedis to the party rather than the 1.7 million Ghana cedis paid as filing fees, did this not warrant EOCO's investigation?
She said the action of EOCO is an attack on democracy, and the party is therefore calling on civil society organizations to campaign against arbitrariness.
To that end, we call on all stakeholders, international organizations, observers, members of the diplomatic corps, religious bodies, academic institutions, farmers, fishermen, the media, market women, traders and youth groups to support the PPP to campaign against unfairness and arbitrariness in our body politics.
Ms. Jogbenuku said the PPP considered the security agencies as important stakeholders in ensuring stability of the nation, therefore calls by the CID boss for Dr. Indum to report last Friday using their website is unprofessional.
On Friday, 21st October 2016, an Accra radio station reported on their website that the CID boss, Mr. Joseph Binifudakwa, had issued an arrest warrant for Dr. Papakwesi Indum to appear before the Criminal Investigative Department by close of day Friday, 21st October 2016, or risk being arrested by the police. As a professional institution, with the benefit of knowing the residents of Dr. Papakwesi Indum, we are extremely disappointed that the CID boss would use the media as the channel to invite him instead of the appropriate administrative procedure.
She made reference to unfairness by the EC and questions the opportunities given the other political parties to rectify anomalies on their filing forms by denying the PPP for doing same. Despite all this, she said the PPP shall contest this year's election.
Joyce Jichi.